Dear IVM, here's an unbelievably true story about your ThinkPad that I thought you'd like to hear. I'm a computer technician for a major newspaper. Now, we depend on our computers to get the newspaper out. It's my job to keep the computers up and running. At work, I have a desktop, but I use my ThinkPad at home to check email and to monitor the workflow. It was September 21st, 2002. I remember the date because it was the day my daughter got married. I was at the church, saying goodbye to some of our guests, when my neighbor ran in to tell me that my house was on fire. By the time I got there, everything was pretty far gone. And what wasn't gone was wet. I remember standing by, just watching helplessly, when a fireman throws my ThinkPad out the second floor window. It landed below in a pile of wet debris. I was too dazed to think about it then. But a couple days later, I went out to retrieve it. It was dirty, it was wet, and the outside of it had actually melted shut. I took it inside the house, but I figured it was a lost cause. About 3 weeks later, I finally decided it was time to return my ThinkPad to the office. As I relayed the story of what had happened to one of my fellow computer techs, we decided to see if the ThinkPad still worked. We had to use a screwdriver to get the melted case open. Then we plugged in the power supply and I hit the power button. I couldn't believe it. The screen fired right up. It was a bit warped, but it worked. My ThinkPad had survived a fire, water from a fire hose, a drop out a second-story window, and days and nights under wet, soggy debris. Not only did it start right up, all the data was intact. If I hadn't been there to see it, I never would have believed it. Thank you, IBM. Sincerely, Keith Jones, computer technician.